Now, if we dare take a trip there, to where the heat is even more oppressive than it is here. Yeah, but the food, the excitement, the people, oh, man, so sweet, so sweet, south of the border! Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Going to land in the dead. It was there. We were walking down the hotel lobby. I was with Estelle, and this little kid comes running over to us and says, "Hey, gringo, you want my sister? She's clean. Or maybe you want my mother." Estelle said, "My God, you little runny." I said, "Estelle, hang on a second." She said, "Well, how could he even think of it?" I said, "Estelle, abject poverty makes people do what they got to do to survive. More than your contempt, this boy needs a hot meal." I said, "Wait for me over there. I'm going to buy him a little something here in the snack bar. Come on with me, little son." We got out of earshot of Estelle. I said, "How much for your mother and your sister both?" He said, $30. I said, "You got it." He said, "But your wife." I said, "I know my wife is watching me every second. Tell you what, you have mom and sis shoot out by the pool. See that big bunch of bushes over there? Get them in the bushes. I'll walk over there like I'm going to take a leak, and they'd be ready to do a snarling, darling, okay?" He said, "Okay, gringo, you're covered." I gave him the money. Then we went out to the pool. We ordered drinks. We sat down. I could see the bushes start to rustle. I said, "Estelle, I'm going to take me a leak. I'll be right back." She said, "You going up to the room?" I said, "Hell no, ain't nobody by the pool. Just go over that big bush over there." So I unlimber the timber, stand there up to the bushes, and yeah. Oh, hello, mamacita. All right, let's see, Chavanelli. I walk back to Estelle. She looks at me. She says, "You know, I've never seen you take a leak before with your tuchus clenching and unclenching like that before. What are you doing that for?" I said, "Just keeping the flies off the Bombay."
The Grease Man, DC 101.